Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. This is Charlene. Welcome to Grace Multiplied, a mature persuasion podcast. If it's your very first time coming to this podcast, welcome. And if you've been to this podcast before, welcome back. You are wise. I am so excited. I am just excited about everything that the Lord is doing in my life. And for those of you who know who the Lord is and who believe in God, because we all have free will of choice. Just a few things I want to tell you about the podcast, Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion. Here, we believe in God. Now, we know that everybody doesn't necessarily, because everybody has free will of choice. You have a choice to choose what you want to believe. It is your God-given right. Whether you believe in God or not does not stop him from existing or having love for you. Here at this podcast, I believe in God. I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything I do in my life, I base firmly on the Word of God. So just let me share with you, just want you to know, whenever you come to this podcast, I want you to know what we believe. Here, whenever you come to this podcast, you can always expect a word of encouragement because that's what we do. I am an encourager. That's my purpose. It is my lane. And if it is just one thing that you get from this podcast that can encourage you and give you a higher quality of life, I have met my purpose, and I'm very excited about that. Now, just like you need a word of encouragement, I recognize I also need to be encouraged. And I'm encouraged whenever I hear from you. So I want you to call me and not call. I want you to email. I have an email address, gracemultiply1015@gmail.com. Again, that's gracemultiply1015@gmail.com. Now, you can call me and we can talk, but we have to set that up. So first, because I have access to conference lines and we want to respect each other's time. So email. Again, that's gracemultiply1015@gmail.com. Email so that we can set it up and figure out what's the best time for us to communicate. And then, depending on how we go forward, you will be able to call me because I want you to share your stories with me. I want to be able to hear how you have had more victory as a result of this podcast. So, in view of that fact, I want to know, how you're doing. And I want you to share that with me. It encourages me if I hear that you've just been blessed in any way. And if you can press past this salutation, you'll find me say this. If you go to the library of this podcast, you will find various episodes. They all build on each other. Just go there, listen, pick the ones that speak to you and listen to them as much as you want. And let me know how you're doing. I want to know. I'm concerned about you. It encourages me when I hear that anyone is having a better quality of life. Now, what I expect from you is that you share the podcast, share knowledge of the podcast, share information about the podcast, tell people how they can find it, tell them, if it's blessed you, how you've been blessed. That's what we call a testimony. We want to hear about that, and it's important. Everyone wants to know who's listening to them. So, if you can do that, I'd certainly appreciate it. Now, a tool that I use, because I said I base everything I do on the written word of God, a tool that I use, and it was free. I used it earlier today. I use it pretty much every day because I like to verify what I'm saying to you and to make sure that it's there and I stand on it. It's a tool called BibleGateway.com. It is a website that you can go to, and there are various translations of the Bible there. I read different translations because I want to know what's going on. I recognize that we're still, you know, the pandemic is still in the land and this, that, and the other. However, I've been free to go back to various Bible classes. I have fellowship with, various Bible classes. I also participate now in a small online group, and I'm being blessed because I love studying the Word of God. And that's what you can do if you visit BibleGateway.com. There are various translations of the Bible there, a wonderful tool that you can use. It was free, as I said. I used it earlier today. It was still free. You can use it and you can read common language. And if reading is not your strong suit, they do now have some audible translations. Not as many, you know, as the others, but they do have some. So I suggest that that you check it out, that you visit it. And I certainly want to hear from you. I know I'm getting a little long-winded now with the salutation, but there's certain things that need to be said, so I have to take the time to say it. I always seek the Lord. I have a relationship, a personal relationship with the Lord, and it's very rewarding in my life. And I have to say this, I'm getting more mature, hence the name of the podcast, Grace Multiplied, a Mature Persuasion. I am walking through my seventh decade, and I'm looking into my eighth decade, and I plan to live a very long time because I have found in the Word of God that I can. And I plan to do that victoriously in an exciting way, full of health, full of joy. I realize that because I believe God and I stand on His Word, I know what His Word has said I can do, and I'm sure you've heard before what His Word says I am, and I can live everything He says because I believe God's Word to be true. That's why I read the Bible. So, in just seeking the Lord this week to find out what I should share with you, I believe the Lord wants me to say to you, He can't lie. God wants you to know that He can't lie because He wants you to trust His Word. He wants you to believe in His Word. Now, I have scriptures I told you before to back up everything that I tell you. And I did a little bit of research today before bringing this to you about He can't lie. And I investigated something that one of His half-brothers, because if you know about Jesus, you've heard before, maybe you have not heard, He was fully God and fully man. There are scriptures to back that up. How in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. Also, if you go to the translation of the King James Version, and I almost gave you the scripture, in the beginning it tells you how God created. That was Elohim. He's the creator. Hallelujah. He's the creator of everything, Elohim. But because we've done the one thing necessary, and you've heard me talk about that, if you visit the library of this podcast, you'll hear in some of the episodes, I talk about doing the one thing that's necessary. It's really only one thing needful to really lead a successful life and to receive divine assistance. There are various episodes about receiving divine assistance and receiving benefits and all the different things, the provision that God has allowed. That's Elohim, yet we can call Him Abba Father because we've done the one thing necessary. Even though I know He's the creator of the earth, I know He sits on the circle of the earth, I know He tells us see how far to go, I know how He, I live in the northern area, and He has a treasury that has snow and hail and so on in it. I know that even though he is Elohim, creator of all life, the possessor of life, it says in another place in the Bible that he formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed the breath of life in him. And I know scientists shows a lot of things. And I know that you want to know how in the world could he do all that in 6 days. Well, that's how man in the natural, scientists, have determined that this has been going on in time for billions and billions and millions of years. See, I've learned from reading the Word of God that our God has no beginning. He has no end. He always was, which means he created time. He lives outside of time. We live in time. That's why you look at people, you know, from the natural standpoint. And as you hear me say, I'm getting more mature. I'm walking through my 7th decade and looking into my 8th decade. We know a decade is 10 years, okay? So you can figure it out. But the fact is, that's in the natural. I know that I have that I'm really a spirit being right here on earth. I am. I know that this breath in me is from Almighty God who created me. I know that. And, you know, I know it based on faith, because another place in this Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. By it, the elders, those who were more mature, the elders, obtained a good report. So you can obtain a good report in life. I do all that I can to always look for the good, because in the Word of God, they refer to the Lord Jesus Christ as the Good Shepherd. And I follow the Good Shepherd, meaning that I live by kingdom principles. Kingdom principles are righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is of God. Now, if you want more information, you're going to have to look at the podcast library and just, you know, look at the titles and just read the little box that gives the information and explains basically what each segment is about and the description box. Just read it and, you know, just follow the lead of it. So, and if you want more, you know, I can share with you everything that I know. I'll be glad to share that with you, but you're going to have to contact me. Now, let's get back to the fact that he can't lie. Okay, we know, as I said a little ways back, Jesus was fully God and fully man, because it says that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, okay? And the Word became flesh, okay? And dwelt among us. Now, the one that became flesh and dwelt among us was Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. And another place it tells me that because I've accepted, I claim him as my personal Savior, that means that I believe that he died for me on the cross. I believe that he was buried in the grave. I believe that he rose from the grave for my justification. And I know and believe that that entitles me to some things. And what I do from studying the Word of God is find out the things, the benefits, because it says in another place in his Word that he loads me with benefits daily. So I want to find out daily what benefits am I loaded with so I can use them, so I can appropriate them. It's almost like having a bank account and finding out about it brand new, and then finding out where it is and finding out the nearest location to you, and then just getting what you need out of it on a daily basis. And you know, you can use it for food, you can use it to pay your expenses, you know, if you need insurance, so on and so forth. You learn how to claim and proclaim and so on and so forth. And what it is that when he says he can't lie, he says in his Word that his Word is immutable, which means whatever you find in his Word. Now, I know in the 66 books, it talks about Adam's fall. Adam was the first man that God formed from the dust of the ground and breathed the breath of life in him. That represents to me mankind. Call Adam, yes. He talks about he created them male and female. Yes. And talks about how he gave them dominion. All right. So there's so many things that people, younger people refer to it today that you could unpack, you know. And that's what it is. Unpack just means when you peel the onion, you know how you peel it back layer by layer and you understand and you get understanding. But you'll never understand it all. However, it's just like that bank account. You check it. You learn about it. You see what it is that's in it, what's been left for you, and you withdraw from it as you need it. And that's what you can do with the Word of God. But you're going to have to study the Word of God to know how to do that. I've been doing this for a while. I've been doing it for years. So I know how to approach this. Now, when he says he can't lie, you know, I know it's not going to be necessarily easy for some of you to believe that right off the bat, because a lot of you can't believe in nothing you can't see. But I want you to know that he tells us in another place in his word that things that we can see are only temporary, and things that we can't see are eternal. Now, if you breathe on your hand, you could feel it, but you can't necessarily see the breath unless you are outside in the wintertime. Then you can see it. It's a form of what you call condensation and so on and so forth. But because you can't see it does not mean that it doesn't exist. So God wants you to believe him. He knows that it's not the easiest thing for you to do, because there is an adversary that does not want you to believe God, that does not want you to claim your benefits and rights. Because the adversary wants to abuse you, because the adversary is angry with God, because the adversary, although the adversary was once where God was and had a high position in God, was thrown out of heaven. And there's scriptures that back that up, where Jesus says he saw the adversary fall like lightning. And if you want more about that, I can share that with you. But there's an adversary that will work against you. So what does Jesus tell you to do? He said you have to contend for the faith, which means you got to get in there. You do. You see, now, the person who most of this telling you to contend for the faith based this on was Jesus' half-brother. His name was Jude. And we say Jesus' half-brother because Jesus was, if you understand the story of Mary, was a virgin birth. And I know you find that strange because people don't believe that that could happen, but I'm going to say this. That's why you have to contend for the faith. That's why you have to decide how much value you put on your life. That's why you have to decide what you're going to do. How, if you're going to let the adversary just toss you around, beat you up, have you doing all kind of stuff, thinking that you can't overcome nothing, trying to prevent you to live from living in victory. If you're going to live in victory, you're going to have to maintain your faith in God. Because God only wants good for you. His heart toward you is only good. Now, for you to experience that good, you're going to have some struggles. You got to affirm and claim that good. You got to testify to the good in your life. When you see good stuff happening in your life, instead of telling people about all the wrong stuff that you ain't seen happen, you got to testify to the good. You got to be a witness to it. Claim it and declare it. You got to also find out what's in God's word and profess what's in God's word. And I know sometimes people going to resent you for doing it, because sometimes when I see people say certain things, I recognize how much light they have or don't have. And immediately, a lot of times what I would do, especially if I'm on a social media platform, I will point to what God says in the scripture, and immediately those forces try to work against me and, you know, say all kinds of things to make me not want to at least show people where that scripture is, where they can read it for themselves. And once they read it for themselves, you can choose whether you want to believe it or not. But I'm going to tell you something. It's not going to necessarily be easy, because when you believe God, you just got to allege and assert what he says, because he said that his hope will never make you shame. Hope is for something that you can't see. It ain't manifest. But you can allege it, which means you bring it forth, the statement, and you profess it before the manifestation of it. Because in another place in the Bible, it tells that the power of life and death are in the tongue. Another place in the Bible tells us that God's word is life to the body of those that find his word and health to all their flesh. So there's so many things. We have to quote and profess, claim and affirm, declare God's word as a source of authority. Because Abba Father said so, and that's what we stand on. And we got to count him faithful. Even when we don't think we can, you got to just pivot to the Lord. You got to give him everything, every thought. When that gaggle of thoughts come to try to talk you out of what God says already belongs to you, you got to contend for the faith. You got to get in there. You got to understand that you are called. You are chosen. God has set you apart, especially when you've done that one thing. When you say, Lord Jesus, I believe in your death, burial, and resurrection. You got to stand on that. You can even take communion on the strength of God's word alone. You can learn how to do that. You can learn so many things about God, but you're going to have to contend for it, knowing that he can't lie. And you're going to have to shift your thinking, knowing that God said what he has done. We have to accept what he has done. We have to act as if we know, contend for the faith, stand on it, knowing he cannot lie. Stand on it with your mind and your focus on him. He will never disappoint you. He said he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll be with you always. He said that your life is not found in the abundance of things, but in every word that proceeds from his mouth. That's why he said his words are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Trust God today. Email me. I want to hear from you. God bless.